Fod, Massachusetts, 02153. And those addresses are correct. We are part of Tufts University here at WMFO. And we have our own post office substation right on the first floor of Curtis Hall. We're all anxious to see if they're going to redecorate or do something with Brown and Brew, because we lost our Monday through Friday place to get a sandwich, a drink, and other things. However, the new semester has started. Our folks are busy scheduling the new schedule, and you should be hearing some of your new and old favorites very soon, and much, much less of Rick Deckard, which we can all agree is a good thing. Well, to segue us into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, we've got Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band with Hug You Like a Mountain, featuring Teddy Thompson.
Sometimes we're quiet because we want to listen, or 'cause there's so much we want to say. The heavens and hells in us drive us insane. I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you close to me. I'll hug the cage in you, the cages in you, hug close to me.
Said hugging her knee, I love you, yes, I love you. Do you love me? Please hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you close to me. I'll hug the cage in you, the cages in you, I'll hug close to me.
mountain, I'll hug you close to me. I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you close to me. I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you like a mountain, I'll hug you close to me.
It's 9:06. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
The best thing in life is free, but you can give it to the birds and bees. I need some money. Need some money. What I want. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. Need some money. Oh yeah. What I want. I need some money, honey. I need some money right away. I need some money so bad. I need some money. Oh yeah, what I want. Money don't get everything, it's true. What it don't buy that I can't use. I need some money. I need money. Yeah, what I want. I need some money, honey. I need some money so bad. All of my bills behind. I need some money right now. I know your love is so good, baby. I need some money. Oh yeah, what I want. I need some money. I need some money. What I want. Thank you.
So pardon me while I climb on my horse there. I think this is one of the things that we can absolutely do best here at WMFO is promote the wonderful diversity of the music we have around us. This is a group called Night Tree, and that's the title of their album. And it is composed of a disparate group of musicians who met at the New England Conservatory and who love to play all different kinds of music. They are really sort of more like a world group, but we called them folk. They appeared at the Arts at the Armory in Somerville, Massachusetts, a wonderful collection of music curated by our friend John Bichard. And you can find them on the 23rd. They'll be both at the Scandinavian Food Festival in Newton and then New England Conservatory's Community Day. And if you'd like to see them in a sit-down venue where you can enjoy yourself, they will be at the Burren in Davis Square in Somerville on October the 11th. So, shall we get right now to our calendrical information, which, as usual, is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. And just took me a moment to dig it out. So today is September the 18th. Avoid eating unripe fruit and gather nettle seed, now abundant, to cure its ill effects. Ranger's Almanac of 1627 notes, green fruits make sickness to abound. Use good advice to keep thee sound. Give not thy lusts what they do crave, lest thou unawares step into grave. And what's this about nettles? Well, Ollestree's Almanac, written that same year, notes, the nettles stink, yet they make recompense. If your belly by the colic pain endures, against the colic take nettle seed and honey. Is physic better none is had for money. It breatheth sleep, stays vomit, phlegms doth soften, it helps him of the gout that eats it often. Ah, yes. September the 19th, wheat now plentiful for bread making. Be careful what kind you eat. Bread made of wheat maketh a man fat, especially when the bread is made of new wheat. Meslin bread is made half of wheat and half of rye, and there is also meslin made half of rye and half of barley. Evil bakers will put wheat and barley together. Bread made of these aforesaid corns may fill the gut, but it shall never do good to man. Hot bread is unwholesome to any man, for it doth lie in the stomach like a sponge. Yet the smell of new bread is comfortable to the head and heart. Old or stale bread, doth dry up the blood or natural moisture in man, and doth engender ill humors, and is evil and tardy of digestion. Wherefore is no surfeit so evil as the surfeit of eating naughty bread. That is Andrew Board's A Dietary of Health of 1547. September the 20th. Observe the weather. Make lavender caps against the onset of winter. The weather on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of September foretells the weather during the coming October, November, and December, respectively. If there is a south wind on these 3 days, for example, the succeeding months will be fair, but if they are wet, the early winter will be gloomy. Well, folks, we're supposed to be getting some wet weather on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st, thanks to Jose. This is not anything like the hurricanes that have hit the south. It is still a Category 1 storm. So the question is how close it will get to our coast and how much of a soaking we'll get. September the 21st, St. Matthew's Day, darker evenings and cooler weather now beginning. St. Matthew, get candle new. St. Matthew brings the cold rain and dew. But Matthew's Day, bright and clear, brings good wine in the next year. St. Matthew, who was an apostle and writer of the first gospel, was a publican or tax gatherer before his conversion. He is therefore the patron saint of bankers, tax collectors, and others connected with finance. This is also the beginning of a Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. September the 22nd. Apples now ready to pick in most years. If you would have fruits to keep long, then let them not be overripe on the tree, and gather them about the first or last quarters of the moon. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry notes, the moon and the wane gather fruit for to last, but winter fruit gather when Michael is past. Those scrumpers that love not to buy or to crave, make some gather sooner, or else a few to have. And this refers to the wonderful making of a scrumpy in a Cornwall. I have to say, do not buy scrumpy that is made over here. It is cut with citrus and just does not taste like a good Devon and Cornwall scrumpy. September the 23rd, hop picking drawing to a close. Cut bracken or brakes for winter fuel and cattle litter. All right then. And what else is September the 22nd? Why, it's the happy autumnal equinox, which this year falls on September 22nd at 2002 in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the moment that officially signals the start of fall. At this time, there will be an equal amount of light and dark. So it's a balance point. Some of the old Celtic material called it one of the two hinges of the year. After which, the nights are longer than the days as we head toward winter. outside of religious life, this season is very well celebrated. It's punctuated by harvest celebrations, craft shows and art festivals, outdoor sports, pumpkin picking, scarecrow contests, wonderful corn mazes, and if you are new to the New England area, you definitely have to check out some of the corn mazes. Just a Google M-A-Z-E-S. If you tried Googling M-A-I-Z-E-S, it's probably going to send you to places over in Britain. And the aromas of apple cider and some of our wonderful spices. Just a little warning, steer clear of something called pumpkin spice. It's neither pumpkin nor very spicy. It's put together from a chemistry set and is made to smell like those, but it doesn't spoil, so it's added to everything, like a coffee and ice cream and donuts. Cider donuts are perfectly fine, and the day before the autumnal equinox is also when the UN celebrates the International Day of Peace. And as we mentioned, that's the night that Rosh Hashanah begins. A fine Frenchman by the name of Albert Camus noted, "Autumn is a second spring when every leaf is a flower." Of course, here we've had so much rain in Massachusetts that our leaves have not yet begun to turn, which is one of the reasons why I am postponing the autumn equinox show. We'll do some more harvest home type things. Or if you come from a very early Wiccan group, it might be called Mabon or Harvest Home. In some modern traditions, this is the second of three harvest festivals, with the first being Lunasa and the third being Samhain. So Lunasa is the first harvest. This is the second one, and many of the fields have been picked, but there is still some left, and certainly fruit is just now getting ready to pick from some of your orchards. Things like apples, of course, peaches and nectarines have already gone by, along with certain berries. If you go to berry farms, you can still find raspberries and some blueberries. If you're trying to be a good Celtic group, you might find yourself, certainly for Ardriach Féin, called Alban Ifed. In modern Aoise Tru, it's sometimes called Winter Finding. And there are some of us who just say the autumnal equinox or fall. And it's a good time to remember that those of our friends living in the Southern Hemisphere, like Yuri Haspidor, will be marking their vernal equinox. No matter what you choose to call it, the autumn equinox has long been one of my favorite Sabbaths, says Jason Mankey. It's a time when I can almost hear the wheel of the year turning and signs of change are everywhere. There's so much to harvest in the garden, and the sunflowers that stood so tall and proud back in August are now heavy and tired, ready to share their seeds with the waiting earth. And I may also add to Jason's statement, the hungry birds, because we have not yet started filling our bird feeders, but there is plenty for the finches and sparrows to go. All right, now, happy harvest to all of those celebrating, and a very merry spring to our friends in the South. And that is all we have time for. We're going to hear something else from Nightree.
Crossing the seas in search of my dreams, leaving the country of my home, searching for love and music to share, waiting for answers to unfold. Starting again in places unknown, learning the patterns of my soul, building a house of longing and hope, seeing a light when there is none.
Different yet the same.
Spirits unite, separate no more. Infinite beings with no name. And life keeps on giving a million stars and a million tears. Up again, and life keeps on giving a million stars and a million tears. Love keeps on lifting us up again. Thank you. rise up again. And life keeps on giving a million stars and a million tears. Love keeps on lifting us up again. And life keeps on giving a million stars and a million tears. Love keeps on lifting us up again.
suffer, then I strive. And there must be more for us to gather than one damn thing after another. I know there must be some kind of art of life that does it all like butter does the knife. Not some are forgotten mystic gal, but break on through into your higher self. Into your higher self. Deep inside the avalanche of joy, the shining light of luminescent eyes ahoy. Peek into the suchness of all things, and oh yes, the one that makes fire rage. I know there must be some kind of art of life that does it all like fire does the knife. Not some well forgotten mystic tale, but break on through into your higher self. Your higher self. Wild frontiers turned to jewels all his years. Secrets out but used by none, so it flickered and was gone.
My love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Day and Halloween. Gardens lie and picked and clean. There's sunsets like you've never seen. It's fall, that's all. The world turns yellow, orange, red. At Grandma's house we will all be fed on pumpkin pie and gingerbread. It's fall, that's all. It's fall, that's all. I really must confess. Oh, summer and winter and springtime too. It's autumn I love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a jar, it's not too hard. It's fall.
It's fall, that's all.
That's all.
Thank you. Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Good morning. That was the OCs with the Static God from their new album, Orc. We heard John McCutcheon doing It's Fall from his album, Autumn Songs. Gogol Bordello with Break Into Your Higher Self from their new album, Seekers and Finders. Anya Minot with Home of Belonging from her new album, In the Name of Stillness. And we started off with Night Tree with A Wish on the Wind, and then some information about the autumn equinox and the coming days ahead. And we are going out of here with Night Tree's beautiful mashup, Saraswati and Catharsis.